So the Human Genome Project basically gave us all of the genetic letters, if you like, the sort of the book of life, as we tended to call it. What that doesn't tell you, though, is how the genes they make up are actually used. Now, you can have a list of genes. We know there are about 20,000-25,000 genes in a human body, and almost every cell has all of those genes inside. But knowing the genes itself isn't enough. What you need to know is how active they are in different parts of the body and at different times throughout your life, and they all change. Now, what controls that is another layer of biological material that's wrapped around your DNA. You can think of them as either traffic lights on genes or volume controls. So, say you might have a gene for a certain type of growth development. The volume control might be set to zero once you're full adult, but high up when you're young because it's producing bits of your body to make you grow. But the research that these guys have done at the Salk Institute in La Jolla in San Diego is the first human epigenome, as they call it, epi meaning on. It's a lot of chemical information on top of our genetic makeup. And it really just tells you how genes are used. If the human genome is kind of your flat pack from IKEA, your building blocks, then the epigenome is really the instruction manual that shows you how they go together.
And this is the first installment, if you like, of this long-term research into the epigenome.
That's right. Last year, the US National Institutes of Health doled out $190 million to a whole bunch of labs around the country and even elsewhere to really nail down the human epigenome because it is hugely important. It's what controls how your DNA is used in the body. And this is the first paper to come out of a very prominent group to give us the first sort of snapshot of that instruction manual, if you like.
And how does it affect the treatment of diseases?
Well, there are some really interesting things about epigenetics. If it goes wrong, then your development will more than likely be messed up. Now, that's one level. The other thing is that as an adult or even younger, your interaction with the environment can affect your epigenome. So it can alter how your genes are expressed. Now, that means that say if you smoke, it may be damage to the epigenome that causes you to get lung cancer. There are some suggestions that even what you eat can affect your epigenome, and so that can lead on to diseases as well. And it really is a new frontier for genetics because scientists are really just understanding this and feeling their way. It's all quite tentative at the moment, but it's going to be hugely important in the future.